Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman.
Hello, Georgia. We did a great job. You know, we won Georgia, just so you understand.
President Trump spoke to a rally in Georgia this evening, urging supporters to head to the polls to take revenge for his loss in last month's presidential election. With no evidence, Trump continued to make allegations of voter fraud, but he also warned voters that it would be a mistake not to vote in the January 5th runoff election that will determine which party will control the Senate next year. Two Senate seats are on the Georgia ballot. Coronavirus infections are continuing to rise across the U.S. Data from Johns Hopkins University show a new daily high of almost 228,000 cases reported nationwide on Friday. Hospital officials continue to warn of dangerous conditions because of overcrowding. Officials say they fear that Thanksgiving gatherings spark new outbreaks that are not yet showing up in the daily case counts. New health orders take effect late Sunday in parts of California that are rapidly losing ICU beds as the coronavirus surges. Josie Huang from member station KPCC reports.
Southern California and the Central Valley are facing new health orders because ICU capacity in both regions has fallen below 15%. Bad news for coronavirus patients, but also those suffering from other serious conditions. The new regional orders will require millions of people to stay home as much as possible and not mix with other households. Those in the affected areas are banned from eating out at restaurants, although delivery and takeout are permitted. Retail stores can still operate at 20% capacity, but the order shuts down nail and hair salons, as well as zoos and playgrounds. For NPR News, I'm Josie Huang in Los Angeles.
A new report says microwave radiation is the most likely cause of illnesses suffered by dozens of U.S. diplomats stationed in Cuba and China in recent years. The report was produced by the National Academy of Sciences. NPR's Greg Myrie has more.
More than 40 American diplomats based in Cuba and China have reported ailments that include persistent migraines, dizziness, and memory loss. The cause has been a mystery. The State Department said little, but asked the National Academies of Sciences to investigate. Dr. David Relman, who led the study, says some type of radio frequency energy, such as microwave radiation, is the most plausible explanation.
What we can say is that something real and significant clinically happened to these people.
The study did not address who was responsible or what the motive might have been. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
Thousands of people gathered in Paris on Saturday to protest a bill that could make it more difficult for witnesses to film police officers. Some people set fire to a few cars. They broke windows, pillaged a bank, and threw things at police. Police in France have come under fire for alleged racism and gratuitous violence by some officers. You're listening to NPR News. Portugal today announced coronavirus restrictions for the next 2 weeks after that country's parliament approved the renewal of a state of emergency. But Allison Roberts in Lisbon reports that once Christmas rolls around, rules will loosen, at least slightly.
Officials in this predominantly Catholic country warn that Christmas cannot be normal as new infection rates remain high. After today's extraordinary cabinet, the Prime Minister again asked people to avoid too much socialising over the holidays, especially in closed spaces. For now, mandatory remote working and an 11 p.m. curfew remain for most people. Areas with a very or extremely high risk of transmission of the virus will also continue with a 1 p.m. weekend curfew. And for at least two more weekends, people are barred from travelling outside their municipality of residence. Parliament's approval will be needed to extend the emergency over Christmas, but the government has said it will ease curfew rules over several days. On New Year's Eve, people can stay out until 2 a.m. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
The United Kingdom and the European Union have decided to continue discussions over a post-Brexit trade deal. Negotiators say fundamental differences remain on the three key issues that are still unresolved: rules for fair competition, legal oversight of the deal, and fishing rights. Talks are expected to resume on Sunday. A major storm is hitting parts of the northeastern U.S. this weekend, causing power outages and poor road conditions. Forecasters say the nor'easter could drop as much as a foot of snow on populated areas of New England. Mountainous areas could get a foot and a half. The speed limit on the Massachusetts Turnpike was reduced to 40 miles an hour on Saturday because of the storm. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.